Religious communities all over the world have welcomed and engaged in Pope Francis's call to pray and to fast for peace in Syria. Amongst them, the Franciscan friars in Assisi, who immediately following the Pope's call for prayer and fasting on Sunday, have exceptionally opened the lower church of the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi until 10 p.m. each evening to allow people to pray on the tomb of St. Francis. As Franciscan conventual friar Charles Baldacchino told me, the friars will also be joining in a special prayer vigil on Saturday the 7th in communion with Pope Francis, who has invited all men and women of goodwill to join him in a prayer for peace in St. Peter's Square.
The initiative was taken immediately last Sunday at the Angelus. The Pope expressed himself in a very different way when he spoke to those who were following him on the media about the difficult situation, tremendous situation, I must say, in Syria. So the friars, I mean my confreres, together with the Father Custos, who was the chief, so to say, so to understand, decided that, first of all, after the midday prayer that is done in the tomb of St. Francis every day at 12:30, after the midday prayer, as I was saying, there is a prayer for peace. And then after Vespers, in the evening that is, after Vespers, we are keeping the tomb open until 10, that is 2200 hours, as the Italians say. Actually, yesterday I was there myself. There's adoration. There were people. I mean, we can say that the tomb was full up, actually. I didn't find place to stay myself. But, I mean, the people were there praying in silence. There were some scripture readings and some hymns, but it was all calm. Which then at 10 was finished by the benediction with the Blessed Sacrament.
Now, I understand on Saturday the 7th, which is the day Pope Francis has called for all people of goodwill to fast and to pray for peace in Syria, you friars will be also holding a special prayer ceremony in communion with the Pope, right?
Yes, that's right. Actually, His Excellency Monsignor Domenico Sorrentino, who is the Archbishop of Assisi, did organize an evening of prayer at St. Mary of the Angels, Santa Maria degli Angeli, which is conducted by the Franciscan Minors. Actually, there, every Saturday, there is a sort of pilgrimage praying the rosary with the statue, with a small statue of Our Lady. And so the Archbishop asked that we all gather, that is priests, friars, monks, sisters, and people, and lay people, and we all gather there to do a sort of a night vigil, so to say, and to pray all together, and of course to do fasting. In fact, on Saturday, actually, it happened that our novices are going to take their first vows in the morning, and it was decided that it will be equally a day of fasting. In fact, we are not having the dinner, the evening dinner. It's a sign of fasting. But, of course, it will be also a day of prayer together with the Pope and the people of goodwill.
Father Charles, do you have a message for those faithful of whatever denomination who would like to join in this initiative?
I should say, from my part, I mean, following the spirit of Assisi that Blessed Pope John Paul II did ask already in 1986, with the representatives of the several religions around the world, and then it was repeated again in 1993 when there was the war in the Balkans, again in relation with the Twin Towers in America, and then again it was followed by Benedict the 16th on the 20th anniversary, and again on the 25th anniversary, asking all the people to gather the message from the Poverello of Assisi, from St. Francis, actually, in trying to not only wish, but live peace. I mean, it's not to be unnoticed invitation of Pope Francesco, who on Twitter he is asking "Mai più la guerra," no more war. So I should say we should pray and believe in peace. We should pray and believe in peace, because this is what our Lord came to teach us, and so we as his followers, we should live it. We should make it true.